remember one time, this is one of the monks who was here in very early years of establishing Abhayagiri, Ajahn Visuddhi, and he was recounting a time when he was in Sri Lanka and living in the forest, and they were walking. Him and another elderly Sri Lankan monk were walking through the forest, and a wild elephant came out of the forest and was agitated seeing these monks, and was kind of making nervous, and you don't want to see a nervous elephant. and then the monk started chanting, and then you could see, and Ajahn Visuddhi said, do you see the elephant calm down really quickly? And then he asked the monk what chant he was using, and he said, well, it wasn't anything special, it was just the Itipi So chant, that which is just a recollection of the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Those we chant that pretty much every day, and it's fairly short, but he said that's really the most powerful chant in terms of protection and blessings, because one is returning to the Triple Gem as the basis, and sometimes one does that as an individual, as an example from that monk or off, and sometimes you do it as a communal ritual where you chant the say that chant Itipi So Bhagavara Hang Sama Sambuto, and it takes only a couple minutes to chant it, but say you do it 108 times, and then you end up, you got 2-3 hours of chanting that you're doing, and I think we've only done it once here, with everybody. We've done it with smaller groups where they get together and do it on one prat, but in a special, I think it was one New Year's where it seemed like a good idea at the time. And it was just painful. You need a really good leader, and to keep both the pace as well as the pitch up, because it's after you've been chanting for a while, it's easy to start going down, and it's not a slippery slope, it's an ever widening chasm. And but when it's done well and you've got a good leader, it's like when we were in Thailand over the New Year's, we were at Ajahn Achalo's monastery, and in the north, and there was a whole hall full of people, and Ajahn Achalo led it. He's got a very strong chanting voice and a really great pitch, and it was really uplifting and energizing, just chanting for 2.5 hours, and you get a real buzz. That's right, and especially when you're doing it with a whole hall full of people, it was really, really quite special.